From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, the Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has reports of extrajudicial killings and summary executions by Islamic State fighters around the city of Mosul. A UN spokesman told reporters in Geneva, reports have not been fully verified. He called on all fighting forces in the region to act in accordance with international humanitarian law. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 61 recruits and wounding more than 120. The assault began just before midnight on Monday when three assailants entered a housing facility for recruits and sprayed occupants with gunfire. The battle to clear the complex lasted several hours. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday has left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It is part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. This is VOA News.